So without further ado, Westchester County Executive and my partner and friend, Rob Astorino.
The governor's race was called just minutes after the polls closed, but Rob Astorino didn't take the stage to give his concession speech for another hour. When he finally did, all hopes of a long-shot upset were dashed, and his message? This campaign wasn't a lost cause.
For we have not tilted at windmills in this campaign. We have planted a flag, and we will be back to reclaim it and advance it further.
Astorino says he genuinely hopes Governor Cuomo has been listening.
The Empire State is failing, and that's not acceptable. We are losing jobs and population because our taxes are the nation's highest, and our economic outlook is the nation's worst.
It's not that anyone expected a huge upset in the race for governor. Supporter John Bach took the loss in stride.
He was a 20-point underdog. I think anything above 20 is an accomplishment at this point.
Those sentiments were echoed by most supporters in the room. And for them, this election was about making their voices and issues heard. Supporter Kathy Zepeta says under Governor Andrew Cuomo, voters aren't being represented. Special interests are.
We need more people to stand behind Rob and to continue that effort, because what's going on in New York is a disgrace to any New Yorker who's living here, and that's why people are leaving.
Before leaving the hotel for the night, Astorino told the crowd he's happy to continue governing Westchester County, and while they may have lost this race, the time will come for them to advance their cause.
Thank you so much.
In White Plains, I'm Jenna Flanagan for the Innovation Trail.